Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to Mediums and Messages program brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, I am your host, Joanne Gerber, filling in for Angelina Diana. And I'm going to be hosting the show for this evening, and this is my first time hosting a radio show. So I'm very excited, and we have a wonderful, phenomenal guest medium tonight. Our guest is going to be Bobby Allison, and we're going to be talking with Bobby tonight. But before we talk with Bobby, I first want to talk to you about some upcoming events that the Forever Family Foundation has to offer. The first event I want to talk about is their Holiday of the Earth raffle. And the winners of this raffle are scheduled to be drawn tomorrow, April 22nd. However, due to a PayPal glitch, the Forever Family Foundation will be extending the raffle an additional week. So you still have time to go online and purchase your raffle tickets for a chance to win a reading. And you can purchase those tickets at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Again, that's www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You also want to check out all the upcoming events. There's wonderful events, ongoing events planned for the year. Be sure to check that out while you're on the site. Also, another event that I'd like to let you all know about is going to be taking place in May. And this is a workshop event called Transforming Grief to Hope and Understanding. It's going to be a wonderful event. It will be on May 20th through the 22nd, and it's going to be at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. For those of you who attended the event there in 2009, it's a wonderful, beautiful guest house in Chester, Connecticut, located a little bit set back, sort of in the woods, but very peaceful, very tranquil, and has a wonderful energy. So you want to go on to www.foreverfamilyfoundation.com and you want to check out the event coming in May. And it's an event you won't want to miss. And all the details are listed on the site. So moving forward with tonight's show, we're going to just take one very short commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bobby Allison. Stay tuned.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Filling in for Angelina Diana this week, I am your host, psychic medium Joanne Gerber. And tonight we have a very special guest, and her name is Bobby Allison. She is a psychic medium and spiritual advisor. And tonight you will have the opportunity to call in and speak with Bobby directly. So I would like to welcome the wonderful Bobby Allison. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Glad to be here on tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's very nice to have you here. I was just looking at your website, and it's very interesting. On your website, it talks about how both your mom and your grandmother had psychic ability, and it's interesting because you seem to relate this to some sort of a genetic connection with mom and grandmother.
Yes, it kind of runs on my mother's side of the family. My grandmother read playing cards, and I believe her grandmother read like tea leaves, and so it goes back quite some generations. And my mother dabbled in it, and she had the gift as well. And then a bunch of my sisters, my nieces, my daughter. Not everybody uses it in this fashion, but they all have it in some sort of way, and it's pretty powerful, actually, with the females.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's interesting. So when you were younger, you were aware of your gift, and about what age did you start to develop your gift?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me that, and it's really hard to answer because I never really thought that I was different than anyone else until I got older. So as far back as I can remember, I was always knowing who was going to call on the phone. I was always knowing, you know, like I say on my website, who was going to be, what teachers aren't going to be at school or what kids, and who was going to be at my house when I got home. And when the phone rang, I always knew who it was going to be. So I just thought that everybody was like that. I didn't realize until maybe in my teens that, you know, people would say, oh, you're such a mother hen. You always know everything that's going to happen. You have that mother's intuition. And they would always, like, you know, laugh at me for it. And I would just say, oh, stop. And so that's when I started to realize that maybe I was different. And the mediumship part didn't come in really strong until, like, 1999. And so I started doing spiritual classes and doing more meditation, and that's when the mediumship came on really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about the same year that I started as well. It's interesting. Were you doing mostly, like, psychic work, and then all of a sudden you started to communicate with loved ones passed on? How did your...
Well, what it was, when I was in the spiritual classes, I started doing... I read a book called Angel Speak, and I started doing automatic writing, and then every week when somebody new would come into the spiritual class, I said, let me practice and give them a gift. So I would do an automatic writing for them, hand the paper over, and it was like everything that they were going through at that time. And when I started doing that for a little while, then eventually a young child came in that had passed many years ago, and it was kind of like a gift for his mother that had came to the class for the first time. And she'd never even told anybody for like 25 years that this child had passed on, and she brought an old friend with her, and that's how it started with the mediumship. And then, of course, you know, at 9/11, I worked with some people, and that their husbands and stuff were in there, and so it started really, really heavy at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. You just kind of, you felt like this type of energy, what you were doing, really resonated with you, and then you decided to pursue it on a more professional level.
Yeah, I think at that point when I was working and at a 9-to-5 job, when the spirits would not stop while I was working and trying to do work for the company, and here I am doing automatic writings with, you know, this one particular gentleman in particular that would not stop with his wife, that he wanted to let her know that he was not coming home. And so that's when I knew that I had to go down that road, and I felt like I had to go with the pull. And so at that point, a little while later, I left the job and I started doing this full time. So I do this as my livelihood now.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. If someone was to ask you, Bobby, you know, going back and trying to remember how it was when you first started to develop your gift, what advice would you have for somebody just starting out and just taking classes? Would you have any advice you could offer?
Yes, I would say always is trying to stay positive at all times and never edit any information that you get, and always ask before they start opening up and they start giving information. I always did this, and I found it works for me, is that you never want to know anything about any up-and-coming death, because that's really not information that anybody wants to be privy to or to hear. So if you ask, you know, not to have that information be brought through for you, then it won't. And you just have to trust that your guides, your angels, and, you know, the spirits on the other side will give you exactly the information that you need for their loved one. So stay positive. That's really
advice.
The best.
Great advice, because, you know, I have, from my experiences in teaching, I found that one thing that I come across is that students will oftentimes be afraid. They'll come to a beginner's class and be afraid because they don't want to hear bad or negative mm-hmm. information, or they don't want to pick up on the bad spirits, you know. So and we know, you know, from working with the energy mm-hmm. that we deal and work with, you know, the laws of the universe, the law of attraction,
yeah.
which prevents us from actually... you know, prevents us from channeling information that we would not be of the highest and the best, if that's our intention.
Right. Well, I always find also that I tell people when, you know, I do my advising work, because I tell them that, you know, any time that you do reading or you're going to bring through information for someone else, you should always do a positive, either some type of meditation or prayer. And
absolutely.
That will always help them to stay in the light and to stay on the truth and in their God center.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that, Bobby. That's absolutely true. It's all about intention, really. What we put out there is what we get back.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a short commercial break, Bobby. Well, before we do that, actually, you know, can you maybe let our listeners know about some of your upcoming events that you have scheduled?
Yes, on May 21st, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser for Camp Wakanda Underprivileged Children. That's going to be held in East Meadow at 5 p.m. And on June 3rd, I'm doing, the Women's Auxiliary. Women's Auxiliary Fire Department, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser for them as well. And all of these will be listed on my website or Facebook.
And your website is www.bobbyallison.com. That is spelled BOBBIALLISON.com. So you want to check out Bobby's website. She's going to have her new events posted fairly soon. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and from what I hear, the lines are loaded. And we come back, we're going to be taking your calls.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to the Medium and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And filling in for Angelina Diana this week, I am your host, psychic medium Joanne Gerber. And tonight's guest is Bobby Allison. And we're back with Bobby. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. So we're going to start taking some calls. The lines
awesome.
Are lit and loaded, and we're ready to go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we're ready for the first caller. Hello?
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 Hello, first caller.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi. I can hear you now.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It's so funny. I used to live in East Meadow.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Who do we have on the phone tonight, please?
My name is Sharon, and I currently live in Florida.
Okay, Sharon from Florida, and you have a question for our guest psychic medium, Bobby Allison, tonight?
Yes. I would just like to know if spirit or if you have any intuition or advice on a move that I'm contemplating back to New York. My daughter's very unhappy here, and I have a son there, and I really, really would like to move back.
Okay, let me tune into that.
I just wanted to be a positive move, but I just, you know, kind of wanted some advice, some insight. I'm not particularly happy here, so just wanted to know your take on it.
Okay, great. So let me tune in. Okay, let me tune in and see what I get. I feel like, first of all, you always have to go with what your gut feeling is. I just, my advising part of me would tell me to tell you that. So this way you always have to go with what and where you're being pulled, number one. Number two is I feel like there's your mother or a grandmother in spirit coming through. There's an M connection either by a first name or a last name. Do you know who this is? On your mother's side of the family?
My mother-in-law and my mom. Yeah.
Okay, is there an M?
My mom has also passed, so.
Yeah, but is there an M name? Not in the name mother, but is in the name like Mary or Margaret? Who is this to you?
In the last name, yes.
Okay, good. As long as you understand that, this is where I'm feeling the biggest pull to, and I feel like she's been around, and she's telling me to say, first of all, there's birthday wishes, either the last 4 weeks passed or the next 4 weeks to come. I see the celebration.
Yeah, my birthday was April the 16th.
Okay, so please, that's a happy birthday to you. And also, as I feel a very strong pull back here to New York, I feel like this could be like almost like going back and forth with a decision, and maybe within 6 months that decision will be made final. They will never tell you what to do. You have to make that decision for yourself by either meditating or asking for guidance. I do feel that you will come back here, maybe for a three-month period, but I feel like there's something with someone that can't stay here long because either the weather or I don't know if it's the humidity. I don't know what it is, but there's something about breathing issues as well. And I feel like that's going to be a problem for it's either yourself or someone that comes with you. But that's after you're here for like 3 months, but it's not going to happen until about 6 months. I would say
after I'm in Florida or New York?
No, New York.
Sure.
There's something about the weather and the breathing. So whether it's the cold or whether you can't handle the humidity of here when in the summertime, or there's something, somebody's having the either asthma or there's some type of COPD or something in the lungs. So I feel a breathing issue, and I feel like the spirit that comes through holds their hand over their chest area. Whether that's how they passed or that's what they're telling me is going to happen, that's here. It has nothing to do with having a heart attack. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying breathing as far as being in the weather in Florida versus being in the weather in New York. There's something about needing to leave because of breathing issues. But is there someone that has, like, an asthma or has, like, a COPD or the breathing issue?
My husband's a smoker, so he could possibly develop that.
Yeah, let's hope that he doesn't. How long have you been in Florida?
10 years.
Okay, I was going to say, I see the number 7. Okay, well, I would say this. I would say is that if you do come back here, which I do feel a strong pull to come back here, then it might not last as long as you would have hoped it to. So it's going to be either 3 months or March that you're going to wind up going back to Florida or back to another, more south. So it's not going to be permanent. Definitely not. Who's Rose?
Rose?
R-O. Like, see, a Rose or a Roger or a Ronald or a Robert that connects to your family?
Robert, my husband. Robert's my husband, yes.
Okay, so that's your validation that what I just said is true. They always give me something to validate, you know, something that we just spoke with, and that's what's going to happen. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't feel like anybody's going to get ill where it's going to be like, oh, my God, we have to go back here or stay here. It's just going to be a choice of the weather issues and how it affects the body as the body, you know, ages. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's all positive, and I think everything is going to work out fine.
Right, positive for the move to New York and seeing.
Well, wherever you decide to go. Remember, I told you I'm not going to tell you what to do. I tell you where I feel the pull. You have to make the decision if this is where you want to make your permanent residence, either in New York or, you know, in Florida. But I do see there's going to be a back and forth decision making, and it's going to be either in June or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for your call, and I hope the information has been helpful for you.
Yes, and I thank you so much. I appreciate it, and have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so we're ready for the next caller. We have another call waiting.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi, welcome, good evening.
Hello?
Good evening. Who do we have on the line?
I'm Virginia from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have a question for Bobby?
I was just hoping for a connection.
Okay, let me see if I can tune into your energy, and we'll see who comes through.
Okay.
And you said your name is Virginia, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me just tune into your energy. Just give me 1 second. Okay, I want to go to the T name, like Tom, Tim, Tony, first name or last name. Who is that to you? Just the relationship? I think I'm on your father's side of the family. I keep seeing the man that always wore the hat. Do you remember the show Barney Miller?
I'm sorry, no.
I don't know how old you are, but there's a show called Barney Miller, and there was a gentleman on there that always wore a hat, and this gentleman reminds me of the person that I'm seeing that's coming through for you. And I feel like it's on your dad's side of the family. And I also see the name Charlie or C-H.
Charlotte.
Who is that?
That's my grandmother.
Okay. Is that on dad's side or mom's side?
That's on my mom's side. I don't know too many people on my dad's side.
Okay. Well, it's very possible that you would have to check it out because sometimes those are the best readings when you don't know the people and you have to check with family members and you find out that, you know, these are people. So if you have a pen and paper, I would advise you to write down the names that come through so that you can check them out at a later date, okay? So we have Charlotte coming through. And I want to say somebody had diabetes or a circulation or something in the blood, ran through the blood, connected to Charlotte. Is someone going through that now, or did she go through that?
She got very sick at the end. You know, cancer.
Was something that ran through the blood? Either she's bringing through that person or that she's talking about someone that's going through that now. And there also is somebody that's they're coming through very fast. There's also somebody with her that actually had an aneurysm and passed very quickly. So an aneurysm could be in the head and the heart or the stomach area, as you know. And I feel like I want to talk about Susie or the S. Sammy, Susie, Sally, who's this?
Somebody who's passed or somebody living?
It could be who they're calling out to. I don't see the spirits. I'm going to say it's someone that's living. Who is this that you're connected to? And it also telling me March. Does March connect to you, either a birth date or the third of a month? Are you one of three children, or did your grandmother have three children?
My grandmother had four children. My son was born in March.
Okay, let's go with your son because it's a very strong three pull that I feel. But I want to talk about Oh, geez. The one with the diabetes or the one that ran through the button. There's also somebody here that's taking responsibility for their own passing that may not be connected to you as a family member, but it's someone that you're connected to that you have to bring the message through to. I feel like somebody's breath was taken away or the breath was cut off, so I don't know how, in fact, that happened because they're not giving me the details at this moment because there's so many people behind them that's trying to come through. But I feel like a breathing problem, either they vomited in their sleep or something they did cause their passing. This is a younger soul. And I believe that connects to Billy or the B. Who's this?
Oh.
Benny?
Well, I do know somebody who died that way, but it's not a B name.
That's okay. They don't have to be the B. They could be calling out to the B. There's a B in their family. That's how it works. So just write that down if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
I also see a motorcycle, somebody that had the motorcycle or rides the motorcycle, and or somebody that got the tattoo for that person.
Hmm.
On the name Michael. Who's that?
Oh, well, that's my father's middle name. And he rode a motorcycle, but he's not passed.
Who, your dad, you said?
Well, my stepdad, yeah. But
okay.
He's who I'd call my dad.
That's okay. You got to remember now, a lot of information is going to be coming through. They're going to come at me one after the other. So the M could be Mike, Mark, Matt. It's an M name, and that one he could connect to the younger soul that passed by taking responsibility for his own passing there. So sometimes you have to write everything down and figure out afterwards when you're on this type of a show. Everything just comes rushing in. So, I feel like them to tell you that things are going to get better for you because I feel that there's been such a rocky road, and I feel like the waters are getting calm. I see like the waters all stirred up right now, or it's been like that in the past year for you, but I feel like things will quiet down. Do you have a special needs child? Or if not, who does?
I don't.
Somebody has, ADD, or is there autism?
Well, my son's gifted, so I don't know that you would call it that.
Okay, because they're singling him out. Do you have a daughter as well?
I have two sons, but, my son also has, a speech issue.
Okay, would that be considered special needs? I don't know how they label
it. I guess so, and I tend to work with kids with special needs, so.
Okay. Well, it's because it's very much around you, the special needs children. So I would say, I don't know if this is where they're talking about that the waters have been all rough and how everything is going to work out and everything is going to get better. But for you, I feel like you're such a sensitive soul and you pick up a lot of other people's emotions. So they would call it like an empath and you pick up and you feel other people's pains and emotions. So I just want to tell you that if you always stay in the light and you always do like a positive prayer before you go around certain people, I think that would be my advice to you. What I'm picking up around you is that, again, is that you're very sensitive and that things will get better for you. But a lot of times, it's just not your stuff. It's other people's stuff and emotions.
You know what? It makes sense. I'm sorry. I've been really worried that my son would be anxious because we are moving. We're doing this whole upheaval, and I was worried that it would really affect him. So
no, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I want you to actually, when you move or you bring him into any other type of environment, I want you to, do you ever hear of what saging is, where it takes away the negative emotions of the people that were there before you are in any type of place that you go, whether it be, moving into an apartment or a new house or whatever. So you sage it with, it's a Native American Indian ritual that takes away negativity. So you can look that up on the internet. And I want you to do that when you go into any new places, as you said, you're moving. So that would probably be the best bet in that, in that respect. But I feel like you're very sensitive. I feel you're very intuitive and in tune. So you might want to look. What state do you live in, if you don't mind?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. You can Google it and see if there's anything in your area. Maybe if you want to do like a meditation class or join something, yoga or something where you're going to be, aligning your chakras and balancing out, your spiritual side. And because I feel like you pick up everybody's stuff, which you need to release that, by the way. And releasing that would be to do the meditation.
Oh, thanks. I think you're right. I really do.
Lots of good advice to you, Virginia.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks
you
for calling in, Virginia. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, Bobby, should we take one more call before we go on
break?
Sure. Okay. Okay, and who's next on the line?
Oh, hi, this is Linda calling from Florida.
Hello, Linda from Florida. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio.
Hi, Linda.
Hi,
how
Joanne,
are you?
And hi, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call. I was hoping I'd get through tonight.
Well, then you hoped well. You manifested it.
I sure did. Do you have a question?
You know, Bobby,
I would
appreciate very much. I'd be very grateful if you if you had a message for me. I'm going through some challenging times.
Okay. Let me tune into your energy. Just give me 1 second. I'll tune in and I'll give you what they give me to give you. How about that? Who's the nurse or the teacher that's in your energy? Not the name, just the relationship. And I see a P as well.
An ex-teacher that's with my brother, but she was terminated from her position.
No. I'm talking about somebody, well, that could be it, but not somebody that's actually terminated. I need somebody that's in the nurse, somebody that does, like, the helping hands is what I'm seeing. So somebody that's a nurturer, somebody that does some type of teaching. It doesn't always have to be somebody that is the teacher. It could be somebody in the field or works in, you know, the schools or something of this nature. It connects to a P, like a Phyllis or a Patty. Who's this?
I don't know.
Okay, they're telling me that it connects to Stephen as well, or Scott, or Stephanie, or Salvatore. It's an S with a T in the name.
I don't know.
Okay, so just let me just keep going. I'm also being brought to California with you, or the West Coast, west of where you are. Who is there? Relatives there?
No. Just about everything in my family is deceased. I had an aunt there that was in California.
Okay, she deceased? Okay,
yeah,
very, 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 very important to just listen to what I have to say. Maybe she's coming through for a reason. I see the name Ruby, specifically
Ruby.
R. Who is that that connects to the one in California? Does she have any children or are there any cousins, or is there anybody, like a second cousin, that would be left behind from her, or did she have no children?
She never married and she didn't have any children.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But there's somebody connected to her. They keep showing me California, then they bring me down. They show me the ST, which could be the initials, actually. It could be like Sarah Thomas or something of this nature. Or it could be the name with the ST. And then I'm being brought down and I see the Ruby or the R that connects to her.
Gee, I only met her once, Bobby, in my life.
Okay, well, I'm going to say she's definitely coming through. I don't know why. Excuse me, I just have to take a drink. I don't know why she's coming through so strong, but she makes me feel like to say to you, who is the twins? Where are the twins' connection?
My sister's name was Sandy. She passed, and she had children. She had a boy and a girl twin. They were five when she passed.
Okay, so there we are. There's the S, and there must be a T somewhere as well. Excuse me, I'm just getting a very dry throat. Let me ask you this. Can I ask you if somebody had a tragic passing that was connected to that? Because I feel very quick passing, but then I feel one that's long and drawn out. So we have one of each. We have one that may have been a cancer that was drawn out, that was, you know, had longevity to it, and then there's one that was like tragic or not so nice passing that's connected to that whole California, the twins, the Sandy. Excuse me. What's the Sandy? Do you understand that?
Sandy never went to California. My aunt, her name was Mickey. I only met her once. Sandy's children are in Illinois.
All right, let's not worry about the California thing was just to prove, just to show you who was coming through. The names that we go now will be connected to whoever she's bringing through. So say she's bringing through, you said Sandy's your sister, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so she brings through Sandy. Then she talks about the twins, that Sandy had twins, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how it works. It's kind of like they build like a little pyramid. They start at the top, and Sandy, I mean, your aunt is bringing through, what'd you say her name was? Mickey or something?
Well, her real name was Alice, but she went by the name of Mickey.
Okay, so you see how it works? Like, she'll come through, and then she presents to you your sister, and then they would then talk about the family either that they're bringing through or the family that is still living to connect you, to show you that life goes on. That's really what these messages are about. A lot of times they get excited because they want to present to you, you know, the people that are on the other side that they're with to show you that they're all together. It's like, oh, my goodness, my aunt from California, who I only met once or never met at all, is with my sister, and she talks about this. So it's kind of like they all touch upon different sides of the family for you to let you know that they're all together and that the spirit lives on and that life exists beyond the human part of it. So that's kind of how they do it. So when you say you never met them, it doesn't matter. I see the number 7, which would be July. So July is connected to either Sandy or to yourself. And I feel like, did you have a dream about Sandy that you felt like was more like a visit?
I can't remember. I was very close to my sister, and I took her death very bad, very hard. And I wish now that I'm older she was with me, and I talked to her. Well, I talked to everybody through my prayers and meditation.
Well, they
but
are with you, and that's why she comes through. But she also shows me a blue jay or a blue bird. That is how you're going to know when she's around. She's not the bird. She sends you the bird as a sign of when she's around the most, or the sign to say, this is what I told you I was going to show you, and here it is, whether it be a song, whether it be... that you actually see the bird on TV or in a magazine, or you actually physically see the bird, you're going to know. Don't go around looking for it. It'll be presented to you. There's also a necklace or a piece of jewelry that she speaks about, something that you hold dear to you or something of hers.
Yes, it's costume jewelry, but that she gave me before she passed, but I would never give it away. To me, it's priceless.
Matters not. Matters not if it
right.
was... It matters not.
Right.
That's what she keeps saying. She says it over and over. It doesn't matter if it's real, fake, whatever. It could have been a little plastic something that was something. It's the love that's behind it. It's the intention when you give somebody something. So you got to hold on to that and just know that she loves you, that she's around all the time. And because you were close to her and you say you wish that she was close to you, she's coming to you tonight to present to you her love and to say, I am here and, you know, don't ever forget me.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Linda, for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
We have to go to a short commercial break, and then we'll be back again to take your call. Thank you for listening to Signs of Life Radio. We'll be back shortly.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back again to Mediums and Messages, sponsored by the Forever Family Foundation. That's www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And tonight's medium is the wonderful Bobby Allison, and we're here to take your calls. So we are looking at the lines that are lit and loaded up, and our next caller is... Hello, next caller.
Hello.
Hi. And you are...
Hi, my name is Linda, and I live on Long Island.
Hi, Linda from Long Island.
And hi, Linda.
You have a question for Bobby?
Yes, I do. I have a friend who passed some years back, and I always sense him around, and I was wondering if he has any messages for me.
Okay. I'll just let you know that I don't control who comes through, so whoever comes through for you will come through. Let's hope that he's here, and let's see what I can tune in to for you. Okay, you ready?
Yes,
let's see what I got going on. Okay, the first thing I feel is I want to talk about B, the Bob or the Bill. Who is this to you?
Okay.
I feel like I'm connected to your dad's side of the family. Now, the B could be the first name or a last name, but that's the first thing I'm seeing is my grandfather. So I'm going to say your grandfather from your father's side has passed?
Yes, he has.
Okay. This is the first name I see is the B. Do you know who? If I get the letter, please validate for me the name. Do you understand the B name? Either by Bob, Ben, Bill?
There's a Bob, but he's alive, not him. Yeah.
Okay, could be who they're calling out to. That's okay. Because I have your grandmother, your grandfather figure here with the grandmother standing behind. So I want to let you know I'm going to speak about the A as well. Who's the A?
The N?
A. A like Agnes, a. Like Allie, like Anna, mm-hmm. or Anne. Who's this? That's connected to your grandfather on your dad's side.
Okay, I think there was Annie, yeah.
And that's on dad's side of the family?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, you have a couple people that are coming through on that side that just want to let you know that they just want to be acknowledged, to let you know that they're around and that, you know, they're all together on the other side and things are okay. Sometimes when you look forward to hearing from one person, unfortunately, I can't bring them through if they're not there. So let's see who's here and have you validate those people, and hopefully he'll pop in for the time that we have to give this to you, okay?
Okay.
I also feel like I want to talk about the S as in Sam.
Okay.
I feel like I'm looking at someone right now, and I feel like I want to talk about the one in the uniform, either the cop, the fireman, mechanic, or somebody that wore the uniform to work every day. Does this connect to him at all?
Well, my great-grandfather was a police officer.
Okay, what about, don't say the guy's name that you want to speak to, but does that connect to him in any way?
No.
Okay, then we're still probably on your dad's side of the family. I do feel that I want to talk about the banker or the one with that, I see numbers all around. So sometimes when I see numbers and dollar signs. Somebody was in accounting, or they were the banker, or they were the financial advisor. But this is where I'm, the area I'm steering to. And I see somebody had macular degeneration or something with the eyes, or maybe they had diabetes and they had glaucoma, or there's something about the eyes that they're pointing to. Do you understand this?
Yes, I had an uncle. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're all just coming through. Who's the J? Like John, Joe, George, who's that?
Jay could be my father or my brother, James. Yeah.
Okay. I also feel like there was somebody in the military as well that they're showing me something about the loss of a limb or the toe or the foot or the leg. Who does that cling to? And I also see Richard. You have a lot of people.
Yes, I have a large family.
Yeah. So I got the James. We got James. And who's the R, like Richard? You have to also think about the gentleman that you're looking for. You have to think about his family that's living as well. Not all the names I say will be crossed over. Who'll be their, it could be who they're calling out to. Right now I see somebody who had breast cancer or breast augmentation or something in the breast or the chest area, and obviously a woman. And I feel
right.
I see the name E, like Eileen or Aileen, E-I-N-A to me, and the older names sound the same, so you'd have to kind of like think about the older names with that. Who might that be? I think that's on your mom's side, actually.
My mother's sister had breast cancer. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I do feel like they keep showing me. Did somebody buy a star for somebody? You know how like you can name a star after someone that passed, and they give you like that the sheet of paper stating that this person's name is now.
Right. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, somebody bought that either for the gentleman that you're looking to hear from or somebody that connects to Richard or to James, because I see those letters when I see this certificate, unless that's somebody's doing that. And it's also, they tell me that there's a dog on the other side for you. Of course, the dog does not speak to me, but they present it to you that the dog is okay, the last dog that you were attached to or that this gentleman was attached to. I do see somebody there that's kind of like got his lips zipped, almost like the energy is there, and I see this angelic light around him, but I don't see that this gentleman is talking, not knowing, of course, if this is him just yet, but this is how I see him. And I see, who's Tommy? Or Tony? Timmy? Don't listen to the name, I say just the letters.
Right, the T, yeah.
Yeah, T. So it's either first name or last name. And I'm actually seeing, like, did somebody work in the parks department? Or somebody was like a park ranger or... because I keep being, I don't know, what state are you from? Long Island, you said? Do you know where Eisenhower Park is?
Yes.
Okay, this is where I'm being brought to. Does somebody live in that area?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
I'm very close to East Meadow, yeah.
Okay, so they're showing me Eisenhower Park, so that's why, but I kept seeing, when I look at the park, I keep seeing the park ranger. So somebody is either in uniform that's still living and they're calling out to that person, or maybe this gentleman that you're looking for. Was there somebody that owned a bar as well? I see like a bar restaurant and I feel ownership of or management of. Who's this?
No.
Unless there's something that's near the park that either you frequented years ago with this person or something of this nature. And they show me a D as well connected there. Is there Donald or Doug?
I don't know.
I think I'm going back, and I'm going back. The person that you want to hear from, this is just a friend, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know people in his family? So if I said to you the Donald or the Dawn and it was for him, would you be able to validate who he'd be calling out to?
Either his mother or sister or father, yeah.
Okay, but you wouldn't know any more of that. Okay.
No.
It could be people he's with, too, so you might not know everybody. What I would advise you to do is write down the letters that I said, or if you go back and listen to this will be archived, because I believe these are specific names, and I see the L as well. You have a lot of people on the other side, but you have a lot of people that they're excited about. Talking about the birth of a baby, somebody just getting pregnant, I see the number 4. So either it happened 4 weeks ago, or it's happening, you'll hear by the end of this month, or the next 4 weeks, because I see number 4. Can you validate this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. As long as you understand. And the L is who? Lisa, Linda, Louise?
I'm Linda, yeah.
Okay, is there another L?
Um, Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, and I'm also seeing the scales of justice with you, so I feel like this needs to be some balancing. I don't know if it's for yourself or it's balancing in your life or if there's some struggles that you're going through and you need to balance them out. Or the other thing that why I would see the scales of justice is somebody is going through something with the courts, or there's some type of someone's the lawyer. There's something about that whole scale of justice is what I'm seeing. So I don't know who that pertains to right now. And I also see for you, because it's a popular name tonight, I see M, but Michael or Matthew or Mark, who is this?
I think I'm just overwhelmed with the names. I'm not sure.
I know. They're shooting at me so fast because they know we don't have a little time yet, so they're just kind of flooding me with the names. So I hope that if you listen back to this, you will be able to identify the people that they're calling out to and the people that are coming through, because I think it's important for you to hear, especially. You've had some rough patches. I keep seeing someone who's incarcerated as well. So either somebody works in the jail or somebody was incarcerated.
Not that I know of, but...
Yeah, it might be somebody that works there, because sometimes people go, what, that's not me. But it could very well be that they either live near the jail, because you're in that whole area over there. That's
right,
where they keep
right.
bringing me. They keep bringing me to actually an Italian restaurant on, actually right down there past the jail. It's in one of the greens.
Okay.
I think it's like, it starts with a V, the restaurant over there, but they keep bringing me to that restaurant. Here we go again, going back to the bar restaurant. So there's somebody that either is trying to get through to you that maybe you don't even know their past, I don't know, but they keep showing me this one restaurant. So it's somebody's bringing you back, like walk through the memories. That's how I'm feeling with this. I don't know if it's this person or if it's someone else. And you need the new car? Are you shopping for the new car right now? Well, did
no.
you just get the new car? It's coming. I see a new car.
Oh, good.
I see the coins floating, and then I see the coins dropping. So when I see that, that means that you will be shopping for the new car. Somebody just got it in the family. And I feel like to say to you, number two, so see, the second of a month or February means something to you. And I keep wanting to go back to your dad's side of the family with the grandfather and that whole thing. And I see somebody being the bus driver. They show me Jackie Gleason. So who did that?
Oh, yeah. My dad knew him, and my dad drove a bus at the World's Fair, the 39
okay.
World's Fair. Yeah.
Okay, good. So you have a whole bunch of that stuff coming through. Unfortunately, I'm not getting who you wanted to contact. Maybe he's there, but
that's
doesn't,
okay. yeah.
you know, you can't, unfortunately, you know, we can't dial these people up, but...
Right, right.
Hi, Linda.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bobby. Linda, I just want to say there, I just felt that when Bobby was talking about the bar and the restaurant, the gentleman you're trying to connect to, he would like to have a drink once in a while. You understand that?
I'm not sure exactly who, but yeah.
The friend that's passed that you're trying to connect to?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Did he like
he wasn't from this
area. I'm sorry?
No, he wasn't from this area, yeah, yeah.
No, but did he like to have a drink once in a while? Was he someone that would like to have a drink once in a while? Sometimes when we get the bars and things like that, that's a connection, because that's the way I felt this. I felt the energy coming through to you. But he was a middle-aged man when he passed. He wasn't a young man, yes?
No, he was only in his 30s, yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's a little younger age, but he's a very, as I felt the connection to his energy, I'm going to go really quick because we're going to have to wrap this up soon, but there is a gentleman that comes through, and I feel like he's holding a glass up to you, like holding a drink by Kevin, telling you, you know, you got to relax and, you know, take the weight off your shoulders. You've been doing too much and carrying everybody else's weight. You understand that?
Right. Yes, I do.
And he had really nice eyes, and I don't know if they were light eyes or just beautiful eyes.
Yes, yes.
But he had beautiful eyes. And, you know, I could look at him and say, you know, maybe he could have been a model, but not professionally, but he was handsome, very handsome.
Yes.
And he went very quick. He passed very quickly. There was not a long illness. He tells me he went very quick. So I just want to give you that and let you know that he is there. And there's something about upcoming birthday, because I feel like he's acknowledging that with you. So I have to say cheers, and he's toasting to you.
Okay.
You have an upcoming birthday?
Shortly, yes.
Okay, how short? Like upcoming next few weeks?
No, a little bit longer, yeah.
All right. Well, I feel like he's aware of this because it's upcoming, and he's showing me the validation with that. And, you know, if we had more time, of course, we could do a little more. But unfortunately, we have to kind of wrap things up at the end of the show. But I do want to say that he is there, and to keep connecting with him, keep talking to him. When you think of him, when you talk to him, you know, that's the love that he can feel, that he connects to you with. And that
right.
will always be your connection with your loved ones on the other side.
And I just want to say one more thing. I hear the name Gus. I don't know who that is, but that's what I hear, a strong G as well. So that, but that was pushing at me. Doesn't mean it's him, but there's somebody there with a
right.
G, very strong G as well. Greg, Gary.
Thank you for calling, Linda.
Thank
Have
you very much.
Night.
And I want to thank you,
you
all for listening to Signs of Life Radio tonight, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Please look at our website to see all the wonderful events, and we'll see you see you next Thursday. And thank you to Bobby Allison. Have a good night.
Oh, you're welcome.
All.